Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom, Sembet Salam, a new semester right here. Yes, TJIF, thank you. Rastafari, it's the Shabbat Eve. Here. We begin a new semester here, a new semester here on the Id and the Irid. Let's ride up for the TJIF, thank you.
Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, yay, yay.
We call upon him. We shout him out. You know what I mean? Yes, sir. We big him up. He who be, we be his divine majesty. So he on the ear and the iris here. After the seventh of the seven appointments of Yahuwah. So here. We're in a new season of the year. Here we're out of season with the holy feasts and festivals, but here's where we begin a new semester, sabbatical study, the Torah reading and feeding year right here.
On the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God. It's full of stars, full of stars, full of stars.
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
The guiding star is running in the sky. The guiding star is running in the sky. Suppose that star should ever fall, what would you think would happen?
Well, I've been a Rasta from ever since, you know. But it's not how long I've been a Rasta, it's how long it takes to grow up. Because what is what is, from beginning to the end, it can never change. So we're not Rasta from creation.
Rastafari.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat shalom, shabbat shalom for the TJIF. Brothers and sisters, you know, some technicals going on the YouTube. You know, we're waiting for it. We have to reboot. And just not to go into all those details. I don't know if we're being sabotaged. But rebooting here for the Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube. You know, I'm going to push through and overcome. So we're going to be broadcasting this soon. So here, family, just waiting for all the family come together. Shabbat time, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat salam. Here's a little portion of Jade and Rocco Rockers right here. Hala Selassie, I Jah Rastafari chant. African,
I am Manuel T and Fire Chief. But first, this, give thanks and praises.
Sisters, greetings in the name of the Most High, Jah, because it's another brand new day. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for giving I and I life everlasting. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for guidance and protection. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for the sunshine, for the raindrop, for the daylight, and for the darkness. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for everything that is good. Heal him. Heal him. Heal Jah, Almighty Eye. Heal Selassie, Rastafari. Jai Samachai, Hail Selassie Rastafari.
Jai Samachai,
Hail Selassie Rastafari.
Jai Samachai,
Hail Selassie Rastafari.
Jai Samachai.
Yes, me brethren, some assistance. This is a message from Jah to you. Spread it universally. World conscious people, I hope you are listening. Not to face me with your ears, but with your mind meditating. A fool will tell you that this message is boring. Well, the devil is a crook, so don't be his next victim. He will jump into your brain and check out what you're thinking. To them that have ears, lay them here. To them that have eyes, lay them see. They know it now that Jah is not a partial Lord. Lay them that hate Jah now. Scatter, shatter, batter, and flatter. As the smoke is driven, drive them away. As the wax melted, let all of them be melted away. Jah Jah. Rastafari Selassie. Hail Selassie Rastafari.
Jai Samachai.
Hail Selassie Rastafari.
Jai Samachai.
Hail Selassie Rastafari.
Jai Samachai.
Hail Selassie Rastafari. King of kings, Lord of lords,
Jai Samachai. of tribe of Judah. Jai Samantha, the conquering lion of tribe of Judah. Jai Samantha, Her Celestia Rastafari. Jai Samantha, Her Celestia Rastafari. Jai Samantha.
Yes, give thanks and praise it.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfat, Shadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness. Leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Yes, thank God. Rastafari is Friday Shabbat time right here, and here we're at the eve of the first of the sabbatical studies, the RSS number one, Rastafari sabbatical study, the first, here for Shabbat Bereshit, Sabbath in beginning, or as it's known commonly, in the beginning here. Here, beginning a new semester here on the air after the High Isla days. Here. Let's rise up the chant right here. Hopefully the podcast, the live stream will work in, you know. working through some of the technicalities right here. Give thanks to the web mistress and others who are assisting I and I. But let's just chant them down. So here for the Kabbalat Shabbat welcoming of the Sabbath, let's just go through some of the songs, the six songs, Psalm 95 to 99, plus Psalm 29 right here. Yes, I, double I.
Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my way, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice. And let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth, 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 with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world, the earth sore and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Life is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp, with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their invention. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. The Lord our God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with the people, with the people, with the people, with the people, with the people.
And praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, and the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
We're ready, 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 ready for the live stream. It still works, brothers and sisters. Yes, I am. Yeah, they're trying to shut I and I down, but we push through. What we're going through is that wrestling in the womb. Wrestling again in the womb of the new age, S.I., the kingdom age, wrestling. You know, that Esau and Jacob wrestling in the womb. Yeah, they're trying to enter into the kingdom without I and I, but the King of Kings has opened the door to I and I. So we push forward, onward, and upward right here. Hear the Psalms by I and I, Habarim, the Rastafari Habarim, rising up the chant. Also, you know, welcoming audibles, you know, especially on the Torah, reading and feeding and the Psalms, and the brothers and sisters will work that out as well. But hear, 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 give ear, rise up the chant, Psalm 95 to Psalm 99, plus Psalm 29, for the Sabbath initiation, the beginning of the Sabbath, these chants, as was chanted even in the tabernacle and chanted even in the temple. Yes, I, Rastafari, in the new temple, on the ear and in the eye, rise up the chant.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands from the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth. Aretz. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the Aretz, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayahweh, let the heavens rejoice, and let the Aretz, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoice because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, are high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a song. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Exiabihev the sustainer, a new song. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp, with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, the Nagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh, before he who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forest bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo ba-shalom.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Adonai, Nari'a Letzur Yish'enu, Nekaddema Fanav Betoda, Bizmirot Nari'a Lo, Ki El Gadol Adonai, Umelech Gadol Al Kol Elohim, Asher Beyado Mechkere Aretz, ותועפות הרים לו, אשר לו הים והוא עשהו, ויבשת ידיו יצרו. בואו נשתחווה ונכרעה, נברכה לפני אדוני עושנו, כי הוא אלוהינו, ואנחנו עם מרעיתו וצאן ידו. היום אם בקולו תשמעו, אל תקשו לבבכם כמריבה, כיום מסע במדבר, אשר ניסוני אבותיכם, בחנוני גם ראו פועלי. 40 שנה אקוט בדור ואומר, עם טועה לבבהם, והם לא ידעו דרכי, אשר נשבעתי ואפי, אם יבואון אל מנוחתי, 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 מנוחתי. מזמור צד ו. שירו לאדוני שיר חדש, שירו לאדוני כל הארץ, שירו לאדוני ברכו שמו, בשרו מיום ליום ישועתו, ספרו בגויים כבודו, וכל העמים נפלאותיו. כי גדול אדוני ומהולל מאוד, נורא הוא על כל אלוהים. כי כל אלוהי העמים אלילים, ואדוני שמיים עשה, הוד והדר לפניו, עוז ותפארת במקדשו. הבו לאדוני משפחות עמים, הבו לאדוני כבוד ועוז, הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, שאו מנחה ובואו לחצרותיו. השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש, חילו מפניו כל הארץ. אמרו בגויים, אדוני מלך, אף תיקון תבל בל תמות, ידין עמים ומשרים. ישמחו השמיים ותגל הארץ, ירעם הים ומלואו, יעלוס שדי וכל אשר בו, אז ירננו כל עצי יער. לפני אדוני קיבה, קיבה לשפוט הארץ, ישפוט תבל בצדק ועמים באמונתו. מזמור צד זין. אדוני מלך תגל הארץ, ישמחו איים רבים, ענן וערפל סביביו, צדק ומשפט מכון כסאו. אש לפניו תלך ותלהט סביב צריו, ואירו ורקב תבל, רעתה ותחל הארץ. הרים כדונג נמסו מלפני אדוני, מלפני אדון כל הארץ. הגידו השמיים צדקו, וראו כל העמים כבודו. יבושו כל עובדי פסל המתהללים באלילים, השתחוו לו כל אלוהים. שמעה ותשמח ציון, ותגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך, אדוני. כי אתה, אדוני, עליון על כל הארץ, מאוד נעלית על כל אלוהים. אוהבי אדוני שנאו רע, שומר נפשות חסידיו, מיד רשעים יצילם. אור זרוע לצדיק ולישרי לב שמחה, שמחו צדיקים באדוני והודו לזכר קודשו. זכר קודשו, זכר קודשו, זכר קודשו, זכר קודשו. מזמור צד חט מזמור. שירו לאדוני שיר חדש, כי נפלאות עשה, הושיע לו ימינו וזרוע קודשו. הודיע אדוני ישועתו, לעיני הגויים גילה צדקתו. זכר חסדו ואמונתו לבית ישראל, ראו כל אפסי ארץ את ישועת אלוהינו. הריעו לאדוני כל הארץ, פיצחו ורננו וזמרו, זמרו לאדוני בכינור, בכינור וכל זמרה. בחצוצרות וכל שופר, הריעו לפני המלך אדוני. ירעם הים ומלואו, תבל ויוש ובה. נהרות ימחהו חף, יחד הרים ירננו. לפני אדוני קיבה לשפוט הארץ, ישפוט תבל בצדק ועמים במשרים. במשרים, 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 במשרים. מזמור צדתת, אדוני מלאך ירגזו עמים, יושב קרובים תנות הארץ. אדוני בציון גדול, ורם הוא על כל העמים. יודו שמך גדול ונורא, קדוש הוא. ועוז מלך משפט אהב, אתה כוננת משרים. משפט וצדקה ביעקב, אתה עשית. רוממו אדוני אלוהינו, והשתחוו לאדום רגליו, קדוש הוא. משה ואהרון בכהניו, ושמואל בקוראי שמו, קוראים אל אדוני והוא יענם, בעמוד ענן ידבר עליהם, שמרו עדותיו וחוק נתן למו. אדוני אלוהינו אתה עניתם, אל נושא היית להם, ונוקם על עלילותם. רוממו אדוני אלוהינו, והשתחוו להר קודשו, כי קדוש אדוני אלוהינו. אלוהינו, 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 אלוהינו. מזמור כ"ט, מזמור לדוד. הבו לאדוני בני אלים, הבו לאדוני כבוד ועוז, הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש. כל אדוני על המים אל הכבוד הרעים, אדוני על מים רבים. כל אדוני בכוח, כל אדוני בהדר, כל אדוני שובר ארזים, וישבר אדוני את ארזי הלבנון, וירקידם כמו עגל, לבנון ושריון כמו בן רעמים. כל אדוני חוצב להבות אש, כל אדוני יחיל מדבר, יחיל אדוני מדבר קדש. כל אדוני יחולל איילות, ויחשוף יערות ובהיכלות, כולו אומר כבוד. אדוני למבול ישב, וישב אדוני מלך לעולם. אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו בשלום, 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 בשלום. Thank you.
Yes, 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 brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers. We have the live stream going, but there's some technical we had to kind of, you know, it's a necessity is the mother of invention. Yeah, so we had to find another way around to at least go through the podcast right here, here, here. So, you know, the sound quality. Yes, I, Shabbat Shalom, yes, I. Liz, Jawar, and Levi, the ones and ones tuning in over there. So here, let's forward right here, here, here. You know, I've been doing a lot of background, trying to get the live stream going forward. It seems like everything is normal, you know, and properly situated, but the sound not coming through, you know, directly, technologically, you know, that right there. But here, 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 we're at Psalm 29 right here. Last of the six.
And so give unto Rastafari, yo, he might give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters. The voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Yeah, since we're right here, 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 we are at the first Shabbat after the high holidays and at the beginning of the semester with this Bereshit, Shabbat Bereshit. A little full of full, we was intending a little full of full of the Kabbalat Shabbat, so right here.
And the seven day take that rest. And though now we are mature, we were likely to suffering from the breast. Each day shall now labor, and the seven day take that rest. And although now we are mature, we were likely to suckling from the breast. So 6 days shall now labor, and the 7 day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were likely to suckling from the breast.
Here, here, here for the Kabbalat. Kabbalat, the Kabbalah, 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 to receive, the welcoming, welcoming, receiving. HaShabbat, here for the Kabbalat Shabbat. The six psalms, we have the six psalms, Psalms 95 to 99 plus Psalm 29, followed by a short mystical poem known as the Ana B'Koah. Ana B'Koah. But here, here, just on the last part of that psalm, Psalm 29, the last of the six psalms, Mizmor LeDavid, it has special significance. In the ancient teaching, it connects, it makes a connection between the psalm and the Amidah. The Amidah, the traditional Hebraic, the standing prayer, or rise, the standing prayer. Now, the reason is that the weekday Amidah, standing prayer, was first organized around 18 berkot, 18 blessings, 18 word sound, power invocations for prosperity and increase. And the Sabbath, the Shabbat Amidah, the sabbatical standing prayer, is organized around 7 berkot, 7 berekatoch, 7 blessings, 7 word sound, power invocations for prosperity and increase. And this was to relate it to the Psalms where Exiavia, the sustainer, where Hashem, where Jah's name is mentioned 18 times. While there's the phrase that's found in the psalm, the call Yahweh, the voice of Jehovah, this is used seven times, Barakot 28b and 29a. Now, the ancient teaching also suggests that this psalm, Psalm 29, the sixth of the six psalms, like for the 6 days of the Shavuah, it contains an allusion to the order and theme of the first three Barakot, the first three blessings. Word, sound, power, invocations for prosperity and increase that is found in the standing prayer, that's found in the Amidah, according to Megillah 17 and B, the scroll 17B. Now, this psalm, its symbolic association with the weekday, right, with the, we could say the 6 days, and with the Shabbat Amidah, the sabbatical standing prayer, it may explain why it was chosen to mark the transition from the weekdays, or the 1 to 6, and here to the Shabbat, to the seventh day, and why it became customary to stand, or rise to stand, while saying it. Now here, 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 riding up right here, we have a short prayer. It's a short prayer of the mystics. It's known as the Ana B'Koah. Now this was appended to Psalm 29, some say by the Kabbalists. Now the prayer is ascribed, some say, to a second century Talmudic sage, one named Nehunya ben HaKana. It mentions, here's the connection with Psalm 29, because Psalm 29, we have like the seven voices. You know, if you read and study the psalm, you see the seven voices. And this is linking to even the sabbatical, seven berkot, seven blessings, seven invocations of prosperity and increase. So here this Ana B'Koah, the mystic, the prayer of the mystics, it mentions seven designations for the names of God, the names of Ha'ilahim, Elohim, Hashem, namely Norah,
awesome one, dreaded one. So sometimes in translation, KJV will be like, he is terrible. You look at the Hebrew, Nora. He is awesome, Nora. So we have Nora, or even he is dread. He's the dreadful one. He is dreaded, Nora. So we have Nora, one of the names. Nora, awesome one, dreaded one. Gibor, we have Gibor, Gibor in the Hebrew. He who be, we be is Gibor. He is the mighty one, Gibor. He's also the Chasin, Chasin, almighty, Chasin, almighty. Kadosh, Kadosh, set apart one, Ila one, as I and I would say, the holy one. Yahid, 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 one and only. When it seems like the only begotten son, the only begotten, and how Yitzhak was said to be that only one, that Yahid, one and only. He is also Gaeh, 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 exalted one, Gaeh, exalted one. And the seventh of the seven designations for the names of Hashem, for the names of he who be, who he be, we have the seventh, Yodea, Ta'alumot, Yodea, Yodea, one who knows, Yodea, Yodea, Ta'alumot, Ta'alumot, the inner thoughts, or that which is hidden, Ta'alumot, the knower of that which is hidden, brought out in translation as the knower of the inmost thought. So these designations, we say attributes, so to speak, of Yahweh, Yahweh, he who be, who he be, who he be Nora. He who be, who he be is Nora. He is the awesome one. He who be, who he be is Gibor. He is the mighty one. He who be, who he be is Chasin, almighty one. He who be, who he be is Kadosh, set apart one, the Isla, the holy one. He who be, who he be is Yahid, Yahid. He's the one and the only one. He is Gaeh. He who be, who he be is Gaeh. Gaeh, Gaeh, exalted one, big up one, Gaeh, exalted one, Yodea Ta'alumot, he who be, who he be Yodea Ta'alumot, he be the knower of the inmost thoughts. So when we get the right interpretation of the Tetragrammaton, then it makes sense why we have these attributes, because the attributes were to bring out who he, who he be, and which attributes we may be calling on. These designations are said to correspond, these seven, they correspond with the seven voices, the seven voices of Yahweh, of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, that is mentioned in Psalm 29. Read over, study it. You'll find there are seven voices of he who be, Yahuwah, the Almighty. Furthermore, this prayer right here, it contains in the Hebrew 42 words. 42, that number, 42 words that correspond to a composite name of Elohim, of the power. It's a phrase consisting of 42 letters that is said to have one time been used as a substitute for the Tetragrammaton, for the Yahweh, Yahweh, for the Hashem, according to Kiddushin 71a. Some say that that name and its meaning are unknown to some today. That name, what is that name that consists of 42 letters? 42 letters. So here, brothers and sisters, sister and the brothers, just going through what we just described right here, the Ana B'Koach. So why do we write up this mystical poem composition, and what is its connection with the six psalms or the 6 days of the Shavuah, namely with Psalm 29? It's because of the seven names, those seven names and the seven thunders, the seven voices of Jehovah. Hear, yes, I, Rastafari.
My advice to all
is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. The voice.
Ana B'Koach, we beg thee, I. Ana B'Koach.
Yes, brothers and sisters. Give thanks, duly noted, brothers and sisters. The sound is not quite the same as usual right now because we kind of just use. Yeah, working with, that's old technology, but, you know, working on a bypass right now for the sound since we're already in progress here for the TJIF. Have about roughly about two or so hours we're trying to get through right here. So the mids and the highs overstanding. We might try a look or something, you know, again, but let's just ride up with the Ana B'Koach, the Hebrew right here. Yeah.
Hebrew, boy, everything takes time. Hebrew, boy, everything takes time. Hebrew, boy, everything takes
Ana bekoach, we beg thee, I. Ana, ana bekoach. Gedulata yamin katatir zerura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata yamin katatir zerura. Untangle our united fate. Aver arina ta amica. Accept your people, thy people's song. Aver arina ta amica. Zangaveid, zangaveid, zangaveid. Tahereinu, nora, nora. Elevate and purify us. Zangaveid, zangaveid, zangaveid. Tahereid, tahereid. Elevate and purify I and I. Nora. Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful one, awesome one, Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamre, guard them as the pupil of the eye, Kubavat Shamre, Barkem, Tahare, Racheme, Sidkateka, Tamida, Tamle. Bless them, purify them, pity, 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 Barkem, Barkem, Tahare, Racheme, Sidkateka, Tamida, Tamida. May your righteousness always reward. Always reward them. Chasin kadosh berov tuvika. Powerful and holy and Isla one. In goodness, nahela edateka. In goodness, lead your flock. Yachida ge'eh le'ameka b'ne zokhreya kedushateka. Unique and proud one. To your people turn, Zokre, those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Shawatenu kavel, accept our cries. Shawatenu kavel, accept our cries. Ushma'a. And hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Show atenu, kavi et ushma, atenu. Yo dea ta elumot, O Noah of mysteries, of secrets. Yo dea ta elumot. Baruch Shem Kovod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever.
A joyful shout. That brings us right here after that short mystic Ana B'Koach, bringing out the seven attributes of Jah over here. We have the Lekha Dodi, come my dear friend, Likrat Kala, to meet, Kala, the bride, Pnei Shabbat, the Sabbath presence, the Sabbath face, the presence of the Sabbath, Nikabala, make I and I receive, Nikabala, make I and I welcome. So here, that's the main chorus line, Lekha Dodi, Likrat Kala, Pnei Shabbat, Nikabala. Come, my dear friend, my lover, my friend, Dodi, Likrat Kala, to meet the bride, Pnei Shabbat, the sabbatical presence, the presence of the Sabbath, Nikabala. Make I and I welcome. Make I and I receive. Just a couple of words right here, here, here. At one time, ones and ones would go outdoors. The communities, the Hebrew, Israelitish communities, Judaic communities would go outdoors to welcome the Sabbath bride. The context here is welcoming the Shabbat as a bride. And as we pointed out, that this is also true of the Beta Israel of Ethiopia. If you check out a book by one scholar named Wolf Leslau, he has a book called Falasha Anthology, right, where they look to the Sabbath as a bride or as a woman who intercedes with Jehovah, with Almighty, with Xavier, on behalf of her children. So the Sabbath is looked at as she. It's an interesting idea from the ancient Hebraic Judaic roots. So nowadays, most ones don't usually go outdoors. At one time, it was a tribe, the custom, right, to go outdoors to welcome the Sabbath bride. But others nowadays would turn around to face westward. They would turn and they would face westward, right, in the direction of the setting sun, which is very interesting, as you mentioned before. Many ones would say, look to the east. And yes, we look to the east, but why do we look to the east? It's not in prayer so much that we look to the east, in spite of what ones might have been taught, because if you study the pattern of the tabernacle, the Ark of the Covenant was always in the west of the tabernacle. We would enter into the tabernacle, into the courts, through the eastern gate. So we look to the east for the coming of Moshiach to his temple, where it says the Messiah will come to his temple. So we look to the east in the sense of the entrance for Messiah to enter into his temple. But when we are worshiping according to the pattern, as Jah told Moshe, see that you do all things according to the pattern, the Ark of the Covenant is always in the west, in the west side. It's always the west side. So we would enter in from the east. The entrance is the east, but we will be facing the west. So it's interesting that now ones and ones would turn around and face westward in the direction of the setting sun. Why? Because this signals the arrival of the Shabbat. So in turning in the direction of the setting sun, right, as the sun is going, as they say, it's going down, but as the light is going down, right, this signals the arrival of HaShabbat, even on the Friday Eve, here, here, here. So this we do while reciting, it is said by some traditions, the last stanza of the Lekha Dodi hymn, of the chant, Lekha Dodi, come, my dear friend, come, my love, come, my friend. A slight bow, there's a slight bow that's affected when saying the words in the Hebrew, Bo'i, Kala. Boi, speaking to a woman, if I say to a woman, Boi, 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 Boina, Boina, like come here, Boi, 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 speaking to a woman, a man would be more like Bo, right? But here, Boi, Boi Kala, come, O bride, Boi Kala, come, O bride. So a slight bow is affected when saying these words, Boi, come, speaking to she, Kala, come, O bride. So the personification of the Shabbat as a bride and as a queen. We find this even among the Torah observant Yehudi Jews today, as well as among the Beta Israel of Ethiopia. So the personification of the Shabbat as a bride and as a queen. And also, when we look into the Hebrew, in many places, the Hebrew brings that out as well. Both of these, they convey the imagery of beauty and radiance, testifying to the tremendous affection that Yom HaShabbat, remember man was not made for the Sabbath, but she was made for we, that the Sabbath enjoyed among Jah people. There's a midrash, a teaching, that's the basis for the idea that Jah, he mated Jah people, the people, Amo Yisrael, the people of the covenant, Jah people, with the Shabbat. This can be found in Bereshit Rabbah 11 and 9. Hence, here, the notion of a beloved bride whose arrival is eagerly awaited and joyously welcomed. Here, a little rendition of this here, Lekha Dodi, here on the dub, Stephen Marley. On the Hey Baby dub. Boi, Kala, Boi, Boi Na, Boi Na.
Yes. So because of the sound situation for tonight's podcast, apologize if the mids and the bass and the highs, you know, are not in their proper place, brothers and sisters. But definitely going to, you know, regroup and see how we can make this better. A little something old, something new right here, yeah. Yeah.
לך דודי, דודי, דודי. לך דודי, לקראת התעלה. פני שפעת, נקפלה. Come, oh friend, the bride to meet. Come, oh friend, the Sabbath greets. לך דודי, לקראת התעלה. פני שפעת, נקפלה. To be repeated after each stanza. לך דודי, לקראתי התעלה. בני שבתי הנקבלה. Keep and remember were fused in one word. When the voice divine, I vine, at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Yahweh echad, ushmo echad. Yahweh he will be, will he be. Jehovah. Yihyah, Jaja echad, ushmo echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is his name. His name, his name. Yahuwah Echad, Ushmo Echad, L'tshem U'l'tihareta, W'tehila. In him is our glory, in him our fame, Ayinai fame. L'ka dodi l'karati akala, b'nei shabati n'kabala. Oh, come, let us, make Ayinai, meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yields joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing, baraka, divine. Blessings I find. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nekabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king of the Nebus, even Nebuchadnezzar. Enough of thy grieving. Come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee. Lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee high again to his grace. Lekha dodi likrati akala. Pnei shabbati nekabala. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lekha dodi likrati akala. Pnei shabbati nekabala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nekabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah, his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunt, he humbled their pride. Elohayik, thy Elohim has loved thee, I, as bridegroom, his bride. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nekabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim's deeds we, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I, Isis, to his holy, his Isla name. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nekabala. We, I and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari, we, I and I hail thee, I rejoicing in common accord. We, I and I are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I and I welcome thy day. We, I and I welcome thy night. Lekha dodi likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nekabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, HaShabbat, the Sendet, greet, greet, greet.
Send bet salam. Send bet salam. Send bet salam.
Send bet salam.
Sabbath peace. Sabbath safety. Send bet peace. Rest safely. Rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat salam, and greetings, 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 brothers and sisters far and near, here, 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 Sabbath Eve over here in this region over here, TJIF, thank Shah, Rastafari's Friday. Apologies on some of the sound on Rastafari Israelites, a little throwback sound right there, but we're going to work this out. Give thanks, brothers and sisters, for gathering together. So at this particular point, after Psalm 95 to Psalm 99, plus Psalm 29, short mystical poem bringing out the attributes of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, He who be, we be His divine majesty. Then we have the Lekad Dodi, a chant welcoming the Sabbath, the Shabbat as a bride, you know, welcoming the Sabbath as a bride. Interesting because the Beta Israel of Ethiopia also, there's a book, Falasha Anthology, if you can get a copy or PDF of it, Falasha Anthology, Anthology. It mentions how they view the Sabbath, the Shabbat, as a woman, almost like a mother who intercedes for her children. In the Hebrew, there is that feminine sense of the Shabbat, he. Well, we say he in Hebrew is the pronoun for she, and who is the pronoun for he. Just a little something right there. But this brings us right here. Well, we have Psalm 92, which is the evening psalm appointed for the Shabbat day, Psalm 92. And then we seal up with the Friday evening psalm, Psalm 93. So
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Yes, yes, confound them, oh yeah, confound the enemies, yes, my Lord and ladies, right here, 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 Psalm 93, Selah.
Psalm 93, the Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty, the Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself, the world also is established, that it cannot be moved, thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, forever.
Jah! Rastafari!
O
How excellent is thy name, thou hast set thy glory above the heavens.
Yahweh El Shaddai. Shine for us, and your heart lift up his eyes and up. Heaven declares glory, and I can see your greatness in all things. In your head, whoa,
over hills and valleys and plains,
Jaren, Jaren, Jaren,
over hills and valleys and plains,
Jah live and live again,
over hills and valleys and plains,
Jaren, Jaren, Jaren,
over hills and valleys and plains,
Jah live and live again, yeah.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
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 Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Elohenu, 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 Elohenu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord.
Adonai Echad, Adonai.
And for the festival, seeing that the Sabbath is the first of the festival. So the reader will come forward, step forward and say in the Hebrew. And hear. And hear. This will run through or go through of the evening service for the Sabbath, the Shabbat, and for festivals. Evening service, here, Shabbat Eve, TJIF, thank Jah, Rastafari, it's Friday. So here, the evening service for the Sabbath, the Shabbat,
and for the festival, seeing that the Sabbath is the first of the festival. So the reader will come forward, step forward and say in the Hebrew, Barku et Yahuwah Ham Borak. Usual translation is, blessed be Jehovah, to whom all praise is due, to whom all blessing is due. Barku, bless y'all, Barku, Barku et Yahuwah Ham Borak. Modern Hebrew, Barku et Adonai Ham Borak. Blessed, blessed, praise, increase, abundant, be, to whom all praise, all baraka is due. Then the congregation, upon the reader's saying that word sound, the aggregation response is, Baruch Yahuwah Ham Barak Le'olam Wa'ed. Blessed be Jehovah, to whom all praise, all blessings is due forever and ever. So the aggregation responding to the Baruch et Yahuwah Ham Barak, responsa, Baruch, bless, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Ham Barak, the blessed one, Le'olam, forever, Wa'ed, forever, to time indefinite and onward. Hear. Baruch, Ata, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Meleka Ha'olam, blessed, prospered be thou, O he who be, who he be, I and I Elohim, King of the universe, universal King. In wisdom, in chokmah, dost thou bring on the dust of twilight and openest the gates of Shemaim of the heavens to usher in a new day. In understanding, in understanding, overstanding, dost thou, the eye, arrange the changes of time, of Iowa, and the succession of the seasons. Thou, the eye, has set the stars in their courses in the sky according to thy will. Thou, the eye, createst day and night, rolling away the light before the darkness and the darkness before the light. Thou, the eye, makest the day to fade into the night, and thou, the eye, hast set a boundary between day and night. Thou art, Yahuwah, thou art Lord, Master, Sovereign of all the heavenly hosts. O ever-living, eternal El, Power, Hayil, as thy rule is established over the kingdom of nature, of the natures, may it also be established over us, over I and I, forever and ever. Praise, blessed be thou, the eye, O Jehovah, who bringest on the evening twilight. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Ha Ma'arib Erabim. Blessed art thou, Jehovah, who bringest on the evening twilight. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Ha Ma'arib Erabim. With everlasting eternal love hast thou loved the Beit Yisrael, the Beta Israel, the house of Israel. Thou hast revealed to us, to I and I, a law, a Torah, direction, instruction, and commandments, statutes and judgments. Therefore, Yahuwah Eloheinu, when we lay down and when we, I and I, rise up, we, I and I, shall attend to thy statutes. Yea, we, I and I, shall rejoice in the words of Torah Teka, of the I Torah, thy direction, instruction, and in thy commandments for Iva and Iva. They are our life, I and I, liberty, and the measure of I and I days, and we, I and I, will meditate on them day and night. Mayest thou, the I, never take away thy love from I and I. Praise, blessed be thou, O Jehovah, who lovest thy people, Yisrael. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Oheb Amo Yisrael. Blessed, praise, increase, prosper be thee, O he who be, who he be, who lovest thy people, Israel. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Oheb Amo Yisrael. And here, when praying without a minyan, without the ten Torah observant brethren, when praying with Adi Minyan, begin with these words in the Hebrew, El Melech Ne'eman. El, the power, is a faithful king. El, Hayel. El Melech Ne'eman. El, the power, the true good, the true God. Melech, king, Ne'eman. Ne'eman, faithful, the Aman. Here from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad. Hear, O Israel, he who be, we be, our power, our Elohim, he who be, we be, the one. Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad. Praise be his glorious kingdom, his glorious government for Iva and Iva forever and ever. Baruch Shem, Kabod Malkuto Le'olam Wa'ed. You shall love Yahuwah Jehovah, he who be, who he be, Eloheka, the I Elohim of all your heart and of all your soul and of all your might.
And you shall take to heart, hartikal, these words that I command you this day. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall meditate on them when you are at home in the bait, and when you are on a journey or trod, and when you retire for the night, and when you rise up in the dawning, in the morning, and you shall tie a reminder of them upon your hand and between your eyes. And you shall write them on the doorposts in your home, in your bait, and on the gates of your cities. Hear, hear, Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 13 to 21. And if you will obey my commandments, wahaya im shemoa tisha me'u, and if y'all will obey my commandments, wahaya im shemoa tishme'u, then I command you this day to love Yahweh Eloheka, he who be your Elohim, and to serve him with fullness of heart and soul. Then I will grant you my gift of timely rain for your land in autumn and in spring, and you will harvest your grain, your wine, and your oil. I will also give grass in your fields for your cattle, and you will eat the fruit of your labor and be satisfied. Be aware, lest you be misled into turning aside from the right course to worship alien Elohim and to bow down to them. Ha'el, Elohim will be angry with you, and he will close Shemayim, the heavens, the place of the upper waters, so that there will be no rain, and the earth will not yield produce, and you will fast, disappear from the good land that Yahuwah, that Jehovah has given you. Therefore shall you attend to these words of mine with heart and soul, and you shall bind a reminder of them on your hands and between your eyes, and you shall teach your children to meditate, to iditate on them when you are at home in the bait, and when you are on a journey a trod, and when you retire for the night, and when you rise up in the dawning in the morning, and you shall write them on the doorpost in your bait, in your home, and on the gates of your cities. Thus, like this, will your life, your liberty, and that of your children be prolonged on the land that Yahuwah, that he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, promised your ancestors. For as long as the sky remaineth over the earth, over the earthly plane. And here, Numbers, Bamidbar, Numbers, chapter 15, verses 37 to 41. Vayomer Yahweh el Moshe leimor, and Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak, daber, speak to the children of Israel, daber el bnei Israel, and bid them make fringes on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, adding to the fringe of each corner a thread of blue. And the fringe, tzitzit, shall be to you as a sign, so that in beholding it, you will be reminded to fulfill all the commandments of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and you, y'all, shall not follow the promptings of the heart or the attractions of your eyes, to be misled by them. Thus, like this, will you remember to carry out all my commandments, and you will be wholly set apart before your Elohim. I be he who be who he be, Ani, Yahuwah, Elohekem, who brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim to be your Elohim. I, Yahuwah, am your Elohim. Ani, Yahuwah, Elohekem, Asher, Raho, Tzaitia, Etekema, Me, Eret, Mitzrayim, Lihyota, Lakem, Lelohim, Ani, Yahuwah, Elohekem. Emet, we, Emuna, Emet, true, and certain it is, Emet we emuna, true and certain it is that he is Yahuwah, he is Jehovah, I and I Elohim, ki hu Yahuwah Eloheinu, that he be, he who be, who he be, I and I Elohim, ki hu Yahuwah Eloheinu, there is none else, we ain zulato, and that we, Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, have been summoned to his service. It is he who redeemed us, I and I, from the might of kings. He delivered, I and I, from the grip of tyrants. Eloheinu, I and I, Elohim, brought judgment upon our enemies, our haters, and retribution upon our oppressors, I and I down presses. His saving acts are beyond our understanding, overstanding. His wonders are infinite. He kept us, I and I, in life and liberty, and he did not allow us, I and I, to stumble. He led us, I and I, victorious over the strong places of our enemies, over the strong places of I and I haters. He sustained I and I strength in the face of all our foes. He wrought miracles and judgments against Paro and performed signs and wonders in the land of Mitzrayim. He brought forth the Bnei Yisrael, the sons and children of Israel, from bondage to freeness. But their pursuing foes perish in the depths of the sea. His children witness his triumph as they praise Shemo, as they praise the Hashem, his name. In gladness, they declare their loyalty to his kingdom, their loyalty to his government. Moshe led the Bnei Yisrael in a song of acclaim. Who can compare to thee, to the I in power, O Elohim? Who can compare to thee in holiness and idleness, in set apartness? Mi kamoka ba'elim. Who can compare to thee in power? Who can compare to thee in power, Yahuwah, O Jehovah? Who can compare to thee in holiness and set apartness? Mi kamoka ne'edar ba'kodesh. Thou dost ever perform wondrous deeds. None, no one can recount thy praises, thy eyes. They acknowledged the sway of his might as they beheld his wonders in the Yam Suf, in the Etarabahir, in the Red Sea, in the Eritrean Sea. This is Eli. This is my God. This is my power. This is Eli. Ze Eli Anu We Amru. This is Eli. This is my power, they proclaim. Yahuwah, Jehovah will reign forever and ever. Yahuwah, Yimlok, Le'olam, Wa'ed. Yahuwah, Jehovah, has ever freed Yaakov, Jacob. He has saved him from adversities mightier than he. Praise be thou, the I, thee, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Redeemer of Yisrael. Baruch atah, Yahuwah, Gaal, Yisrael, cause us, I and I, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Jehovah our Elohim, to retire for the night in shalom, in peace, and in the dawning, in the morning. Do thou, the I, Malkeinu, our King, awaken I and I again to life and liberty. Enfold us, I and I, with thy protecting shalom, peace, and improve us, improve I and I with thy good counsel. Help us, help I and I, for thou art a merciful El, a merciful power. Shield us, shield I and I against foe, and plague, and sword, and famine, and grief. Liberate us, liberate I and I from evil powers that assail us, assail I and I on every side. Shelter us, shelter I and I by thy presence, by thy face, by thy perception. For thou, O El Elohim, art our guardian and deliverer. Thou, O Elohim, art a gracious and merciful King. Mayest thou, the I, guard our coming and our going for life, for liberty and shalom and peace, now and forever. Mayest thou enfold us, enfold I and I, with the shelter of thy, of the I, shalom, of the I, peace. Praise, blessed be thee, O Yahuwah Jehovah, who spreadest peace, shalom over I and I, over all thy people, Yisrael, and over Yerushalayim. Baruch atah Yahuwah, ha pores. Sukata shalom aleinu. We all call Amo Yisrael. We all Yerushalayim. And here, fulfillment here on the Sabbath, on the Shabbat. This is what we say from Exodus chapter 31, verses 16 to verse 17. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, shall keep the Sabbath day and observe it throughout their generations for an everlasting eternal covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days, Yahuwah Jehovah made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day, his work ceased, and he ordained rest. Wishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabata, la'esota et ha-shabata, le'dorotama, b'rita olam, b'ini ya'u b'ina b'nei Yisrael ot, hi, le'olam, ki shesheta, Yamim asa Yahuwah etaha shamayi we et ha aretz. U bayom ha shbi'i shabbat wayayeh nafash. Here. As ancient is going over this once again, Exodus 31, 16 to 17. And the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath day and observe it, observe it throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant. With Shamru, and they shall keep, Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, shall keep et HaShabbat, the Sabbath. La Isot, to do et HaShabbat. Do the Sabbath, Lidorotam. Do the rest, Lidorotam, throughout their generation. Barit, a covenant, Olam, an eternal covenant. It is a sign between I and the Bnei Yisrael forever. Beini, between I, Ubein, and between Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, Ot, a sign, he, she, Ot, he, she is a sign, Le Olam, for Iver, forever. For in 6 days, Yahuwah made heaven and earth. Ki, Shesheta, Yamim, Asa, Yahuwah, Et HaShemayim, Ve Et HaAretz. And on the seventh day, his work ceased. Ubayom Hashbi'i Shabbat, and he ordained rest. Waye Nafash. Shabbat Shalom. Simbet Salam. Here. Riding up with the Amida, which comes in after this right here.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat.
Days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Thank Jah Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, yay, yay.
So here, 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 today's daily song, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, that's the order of Melchizedek, we have today's daily song. We have Psalm 93, and Psalm 93 is also the standing psalm since 70 AD, the temple, Jerusalem, the Levites chanting the evening psalms. The evening psalm for the Friday is Psalm 93. So what an alignment here. Reason for the season, like to ride up a little bit more, the Amharic, you know, going through the verse by verse, also some of the Midrash. But here, since we are beginning here, in the beginning of the Shemester, we're beginning here with Bereishis, with the first reading and feeding here. Like to share this audible right here, here, here. Yes, this particular audible is called like a prep talk. Right, it's a prep talk. It's something old, something brought again right here, something new right here for this season time, because the first principles, some of the topic summary right here. This will carry us into the great spirit of the podcast. Now, we have the sound hookup right there on the Rastafari Israelites. You know, it's not perfect, you know, the highs and the lows, but ones who are listening to the blog talk, directly to the blog talk, they usually stream the first 2 hours, and we call that last Iowa, you know, the grace period, right there, there, there. So a little full of full, but here for this first Shabbat here in the Shemester, for Shabbat, the Reishis, like to share this audible with ones and ones and ones, and advise ones and ones, they can call in the 515-602-9761, or check us out on the YouTube's at Rastafari Israelites. When you call in, if you have Metro PC or was it T-Mobile, sometimes they charge. That's not we, but they charge a penny per minute with some of the phone services. So just to make one, to give a heads up right there, there, there. This is why the live stream was much better. One can go to the live stream and check it out, you know, for themselves. Or to the blog talk for the first 2 hours. So right here, let's ride up, ride up.
Are
right
ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel,
O children of Israel. Oh, shalom, shalom. I know how many of y'all have started a new book, a new copy book, a new journal, the Torah portion reading and feeding journals. We prefer the composition notebooks because it's just a kind of a scholastic way to study and to keep your notes, especially over the seasons, and also to refer in the books the composition, you know, the black kind of the black and white ones, the composition notebooks here that like have like the 100 sheets and the 200 pages. Think about that for a moment. 100 sheets, 200 pages. Yeah, there's something there, you know, 100 sheets with the pages. And talk about the face, and talk about the person, and the persons, you know, the three persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, right? Just as we have two pages, right? Two pages is basically one sheet. It's still one sheet of paper, one sheet, all right? So even just to discern a little, right here, just at the starting off, greetings, brothers, greetings, come in, come in, come in to the gathering, call in, you know what I mean? Or listen, you know, up to a certain point on the live stream, and then come into the reasoning. Or if I have other things that you need to get done, you know, God bless you, you know, in the good endeavors, you know, that's keeping with his spirit, his way, his life, and get a ear, give ear, and get a hear, you know, in the ear, you know, in your ear, you know, give ear, you know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. So here we gather, reason for the gathering, you know, and I know what the gathering is for, reason for the gathering, the reading and feeding. So here we're beginning another copy book. Another copy book, another composition notebook, another journal. We call it the Debta, right? The Debta, Debta, Ethiopically, the Royal Amharic, the Debta, right? And we have the Debtera, which is a learned but unordained, like Ethiopian Tewahedo, you know, the true faith, the Orthodox faith, you know, according to the principles, you know, a cleric, but one who's not, like, unordained, a highly learned one, you know, get to learn the teaching, Right? So the discipleship is like that Deptera level, or the Deptera, focusing on the Deptera, the copybook, you know, keeping good notes. And here we're beginning off the sabbatical studies. Right? So as we have entered into the new year and through the fall, what is known as the fall festival season, or the Shalosh Regalim, completing that in the Chag Hasukot, or the Chag is such a great feast, because that seventh of the feast of Yahuwah, right, of Jehovah, in the season, the new year, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, then we have the Sukkot, right, and then the Shemini Atzeret. Well, before that we have the Hoshiana Reba, you know, the great salvation. Shemini Atzeret, the eighth day assembly, the Simchat Torah, right? And then we rewind to the beginning, And here we're in the beginning of Bereshit. Point as Bereshit. Some point in, you know, the pointing of it. But in the Reshit, what's the Reshit? Reshit is the beginning, the principle, right? Wisdom, Chokmah, the Hebrew Sophia, is the principle, right? Is the principal thing, right? We have this within the scripts, within Proverbs 4 and 7, right? 4 and 7, right? And also in the Shalot Hesetito, right? Of the true church and the professing church, the church of he who has the keys, of great King David, the church of his majesty, the church of Philadelphia, the church of brotherly love, even I and I church, the church of the firstborn with a new name, church of Ras Tefari, after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek. Yes, I. So here in the gathering, as I and I is gathering once again for another sabbatical Torah portion reading and feeding year, you know, it's a good time right here, my brothers and sisters, especially the sabbatical time for heart and mind. And really will highly encourage one in taking the notes. Just a couple of words on note-taking and looking at this first of the Torah portion reading and feeding. It's so fundamental. I hope that in I and I, you know, studies and gatherings with the brothers, twos and threes, and, you know, coming together in his name, in the Hashem, you know, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, yes, I, Rastafari, that we will go over these areas of studies, you know, again, because there's so many fundamentals that are found right here in this verse, in the first of the Torah portion reading and feedings, in Bereshit, Bemejimeria, Bamarinya. Well, here where we begin with the first five and a portion of the sixth chapter of the first book of Moses, of Moshe, right, of Moses, the head of the fraternal order of the Levites. You know, the Musa actually is an interesting title. It's a title in the Judeo-Christian, in the Ethiopian Hebrew tribe. It's a title of one who is like the head of a monastery. And this is what actually we can see within the Moshe and the Moses type in that service, especially for those who have gone through the fulfillment of the previous sabbatical, Rastafari sabbatical, you know, sabbatical year. Now we're in the 57, 79, Hebraically speaking, the short count of the Orthodox, the true church is, right? The long count of this present creation is 7,511 of this present earth age. And we say the earth age of this present, we could say this present formation, right? This present, you know, the long dispensation, this present, we call it the earth age. It's not saying this is the age of the earth, right? In its beginning, from the very beginning, because how do we count that time? If we understand the principle of time. And this also is found here in this very first Torah portion, reading and feeding, when the Epistle to the Hebrews speaks about the first principles, because we need to really chew the manna. What's that manna? The manna is the angel's bread, the angel's food. And there's a principle there where it says that how they gather, to gather so much according each man, according to each man's eating, and also the eating for his household as well. Right? So what we gather, so how do we gather? As we gather together, to gather on the ear for the aliyah and the readings and feedings and the, you know, the weekly, the sabbatical broadcast during the, you know, during the Shavua, during the seven. Then when we come up to this very time, so the TJIF, thank you, it's Friday, and we come up to the sabbatical Saturdays and we gather together again here on the ear and in the irid. You know, what are we gathering in? How are we gathering? Right? How are we gathering? Both as we gather together, but also during those days of the Shavua. When we say Shavua, or some say Shavua, but actually Shavua, the Shavua, speaking of the seventh, right? The seven days. We have the first seven creative periods that's known scripturally, Hebraically, and biblically as the days. Those first days of creation and the principles, the first principles. What be the first principles of the oracles? Of the oracles, the Dibrei, right? The Dibrei Elohim, the first principles. And here we have many of the first principles in this first reading. It's so important for us to point to this here, and also as we go forward to return to this as well. Why? Because we need to know what the keys, the scriptural and interpretive keys, are found here. So we might not have the fuller time to go through all the details, but just to even get an overview. So for this first Torah portion, reading and feeding, right? Bereshit, right? Bereshit, right? Principle, beginning, right? In that word we have arosh, the Hebrew arosh, the head. This book is also known as the Sefer Rishon, right? The first book, right? This is the first book here, right? And for our sabbatical studies in the yeshiva, right? As we grow in grace, you know, even to that fulfillment of that being a bar or a bat of the mitzvah, the bar and the bat mitzvah. I'm talking about, in this sense, not so much as a ceremonial sense for our youths and our children, but the real teaching that gives us the foundation, right? The foundation so we can build, right? So we get that standing, right? The state, the status, let this mind be in you, right? What is your standing of mind? Because we come to this, many of us, with a lot of preconceptions, preconceived notions, theories, ideas, philosophies that we have heard concerning Genesis, concerning the Bible, concerning whether the Jewish or Judaic or the Christian faith or the faith that are based, right, allegedly on the Bible. But how many study to show themselves approved, really study to show themselves approved? So these are going over and reinforcing redundancy, right? Redundancy, you know, is a key in securing a system, an order. When we say after the order is a particular system, a particular teaching that is based, right, on the divine, the divine inspiration, and if applied, it's proven by the results. This is the key, to challenge ones, right, to prove it. You know, because many ones might be just hearers of the word, but make I and I also doers of the word. So for the disciples, you know, for the Habarim, the Hasidim, also for others, this word of encouragement. I mean, just this first chapter here, the first book of Moses called Genesis, right? Genesis in the LXX Septuagint, Genesis. The key words in the Greek, or the LXX, the Hebrew eyes, the Hebrew Greek. I have to emphasize that right there. In arche. Interesting. In arche. The arche. That's the first words right there. In arche. Bekadami. I think Adami. Gebre. Right? Adami. Bekadami. Bekadami in the Gutters. Bamarinian, the HSV, the Haile Selassie version. Bemejemeria. Here in the Hebrew, right? In the Torah, the first book of Moshe. Right, the Hebrew book, the Sefer Bereshit, we have Bereshit bara Elohim, etaha shamayim wa etaha aretz. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. So we have the creation. Right. So in looking at some of the notes we had recommended, and we recommend even again, especially at the beginning of I&I sabbatical studies, right, this is at the beginning of the year, the college, almost like enrollment. This is when we would enroll, right? Especially here. It's good to get on right here at the first, right? Why? Because so many of the word sounds, even the names, right? There's certain keys that are found here that as we go forward or we read anywhere else in the scripture, we're not going to have that opportunity there if we don't already know what is the true context and the meaning of it, right? So that we can really receive the fullness. Because the Holy Spirit can speak to you. You know, the truth is here, there, and everywhere. The truth is the kingdom of heaven is in our midst, right? But man, right? Man, he doesn't see it. He's blind. He is dumb. He is deaf, right? So restoring that light, the light shine, right? So the light shineth in the darkness, but the darkness, the ignorance, right, the ignosis, the lack of the gnosis, the lack of the da'at. Right? So ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Free from what? Free from yourself on one level, the ignorance of yourself. What's the old man, the unregenerated man, that unregenerated, that fleshy, that carnal mentality that we have, you know, based on a lot of assumptions, a lot of hearsays, and we have not done that due diligence in spirit and in truth, Hashem, Yeshua, for ourselves. And here's where we get that opportunity, brothers and sisters, far and near, all right, to study to shew ourselves approved. That's what that word is found there, to study. Right? It's not just studying just the letter. Let me make that emphasis as well. Not just about the letter of the law, but we're talking about the spirit, the ruach, the spirit. Right? Not just the letter of the law. We can go over the letter of the law, and a lot of ones may have gone over the letter, right? But not the spirit. See, it's the spirit that gives life. Right? And Elohim, Yahuwah, Elohim, he breathes. Right? He breathes, right? into man's nostrils, the breath of life. In the beginning, he said, let there be light. We have this also to compare here, even with the Brit Chadasha, the Hadith Kidan, New Testament, the Gospel according to Johannes Wengel, in John's Gospel. Right? When we look into John's Gospel, even the first few verses of the first chapter of John's Gospel gives us, right, that new and that living way, right? In that new and that living way. So these studies are to be, and ideally to be conducted in that new and that living way, especially for those who have repented, right? Who have had a change of mind, who are in that repenting, in that change of mind, who are seeking, right? Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. So here, as we take a couple of notes right here and looking over this verse, let's look at the summary, right? We look at the summary. One summary. This is by a simplified summary right here of this first Torah portion, reading and feeding. And it's a seven-part line, or seven items, seven main items. Take note, Chabarim, seven main items. The first is creation. First is creation. The second is the garden, right, the Garden of Eden, and also defining our lines, boundaries, definitions, you know, the lines, you know, the terms, definitions. We need to get a definition of these terms. What does this mean? What does Eden? We see the word Eden. Eden or Eden. 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 What does Eden? Eden mean? What's Eden? Right? Delights. Pleasures. Bliss, in a sense. The garden of delights. The garden of pleasures. The garden of bliss. It's important to get that contextualization on our meditation, our meditation. Right? Because there's a time, right, for everything under the sun. There's a time for our studies. Right? And there's a time where we refrain from the act of studies and we meditate on the word. You know, just go into that silence, the silent prayer. Right? You know, especially in beholding the creation, right, around about us, but even more so in the innermost of the innocence, right, going into that chapel, that holy place within. So we have the first item is creation. The second, this is just a general summary right here. We call this the Bereshit. The Bereshit, Hebrew Book of Genesis, TPV 1, or Torah Portion Volume 1 summary, using that as a basic point of reference. Because now the Scofield Study Bible gives a lot of details, right? There's a lot of details that in and of themselves can become studies, right? Each one of these particular footnotes, you know, taking one on as a time. You know, one on at a time. And it could be, you know, for a couple of days or, you know, a day or, you know, it doesn't have to be rushing through our studies. That's one thing that we would discourage as well. You know, as it says, gather, use the manna, right? The manna. The example of the manna is a very good example. We'll return to that as well, Havarim. So we have the first and the second, the Garden of Eden. Then we have Adam and Eve, right? Adam and Eve. We have Cain and Abel. We have Lamech, right? Lamech, or Lamech, he followed Cain, right? He followed Cain. Then we have Adam's line, right? Or Adam's lineage, either line, or you could look at it as lineage. I mean, it's interesting from line to lineage, right? His lineage. And then we have the seventh item, right? Wickedness, right? The wickedness among men, right? Wickedness among men, or we could say the wickedness in humanity. Now, there are additional points of reference as we, first of all, just establish a basic groundation, right? So this is just to establish a basic groundation, a basic overview. Now, each of these items are possible pressure points of study. When I say pressure points of study, main points, the creation. For example, the creation, we have the original creation, chapter 1, and all that is contained therein. We go to chapter 2, right? We have the creation work, a summary of the creation work, the creative acts, right? And we're speaking about the unfallen man. And then after the Garden of Eden, which is the second item, coming to the second item, right, the Garden of Eden, then we get into a little bit of the still the unfallen man partway in the chapter, right? And then we basically, well, not really partway, the chapter 3, bringing us into the temptation of Eve, right? Remember, it was the temptation of Eve. It was the disobedience of Adam. This is not contained in some of the notes, but take note, the disobedience of Adam. All right, but we'll get into the details. Not to get into the details right here. Then we get in chapter 4, right? We get the first sons of Adam and Eve. We get Cain and Abel, right? And all that's contained therein, the first civilization, is also very important, right? And then we're coming to the Lamech. Lamech. Interesting how Lamech, the connection of Lamech, who is a part of that lineage of Cain, right? Lamech following Cain. Then we get the lineage. Right, Adam's lineage and lineage in the book of the generations of Adam. So in the first book, we have the book. We have another book, and that's the book of the generation of Adam. This is the book of the generation of Adam. Chapter 5 begins right here. Right? Then that brings us to chapter 6. Right? Chapter 6, which is the final portion of this first Torah portion, the final part of the reading, right? The final section, the seventh item, is wickedness, the ratchetness, the wickedness among men. The wickedness among humanity, or the wickedness among men, and we carry that forward to the flood, right up before the flood. The flood is contained in this chapter, but in the first Torah portion, we don't get into the flood just yet. What we point to is we point to a very interesting part of reasoning. I know a lot of folks like to reason on this area of reasoning, speaking about the sons of God. Who are the sons of God? Some say that they were the angels. Some say that they were the Nephilim. Who were the giants? Who were these men of renown? Is this what it speaks of when we're talking about, you know, ancient Greek mythology and ancient legends of the different ancient nations and Gilgamesh? Does this have anything to do with any of these or those things? This is often where a lot of one's interest in the first book of Moshe, right, the first book of the Hebrew Bible, the Sefer Bereshith or Bereshith, is in this area right here, namely chapter 6, and concerning the sons of God seeing the daughters of men and the various interpretations or interpolations for some of them, but what is the true interpretations of that? But this brings us through here to Noah. We end the very first Parashat Bereshith. We end Bereshith with Noah finding grace. With Noah finding grace in the eyes, right, in the eyes of Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, of Yahuwah, Jehovah, of Hashem. Noah finds grace in the eyes of Adonai. This is where we complete the very first Torah portion, reading and feeding. In the beginning, at 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 the beginning. At the beginning.
Keep up the teachings of His Majesty, for we no one, no devil, philosophy, feel it in the one drop.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians?
God create man upon earth, you know.
Yeah.
From an Adam and Eve time, and Adam and Eve, them have children and things, and them going bad, and God never liked the way how man was going on. So him tell Noah, build an ark. You know, a thing like a ship or a boat, one of them big ark business. Noah build the ark. Noah building the ark. The people them say Noah build the ark. And them say, what that? These guys are nuts. You know? Mm. It's just like a man come and him say, Rastafari. And people them say, what that? They don't know about that. Mm. I mean, you know what I mean? Anyhow, Noah build the ark. God tell him what he must do. In Noah, him three sons, and him son, the wife, the woman that was with the sons them, and Noah's woman, and all the peers, animals, and everything God said must get a peer right. And when the ark finished and thing, flood came and destroyed the rest of the people them, all of them dead off except Noah them. Noah had three sons. One named Ham, one named Shem, and one named Japheth.
Yeah.
Well, from that three son there and the rest a woman where they bought the place, they multiply all these people upon the face of the earth.
Mm.
You know? So, but mankind get lost again because, I don't know, mankind get lost somewhere down the line that them don't really, man become enemy. You know, the consciousness that Noah is our father, it coming like it don't mean anything to people.
Mm.
But it mean a great deal to the Rasta man because they know that is the truth. And that's why him say love. And that's why him overstand everything. You know? That's one of the little part about the unification of the people.
Mm.
Because other people have realized that Noah had three sons. Well, him get Africa to Ham.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a black man. Him give Europe to Japheth, which is a white man. And him give Asia to the Chinese, the yellow people in like, you know, Asia people, Asian people. So that is all. But I mean, you know, it never say, well, then it's bad as upon the earth and me shouldn't come over your side, come look for you or anything like that. We're supposed to be like people upon the face of the earth who God created.
So take that veil from off your eyes. Look into the future of realize. Noah had three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. And in Ham is known to be the prophet. Glory to Jah, the prophet is come. Glory to Jah, the prophet has come. When my soul was hurting, deep within, and I'm worrying to be free, desperately.
So here we have a song, we have a chant, Isis is here. Friday evening psalm, how interesting. Friday evening psalm is also today's daily psalm, Psalm 93. So we're going to share a little 3-in-1. Once again, apologies on live stream. Some of the highs and lows might not come out, but here, right here.
Boom again, shalom, shalom. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
With majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever.
Mizmor tzad de gimal. Adonai malach geut lavesh. Lavesh Adonai oz hit azar. Af tikon tevel baltimot. נכון כסאך מאז, מעולם עתה. נעשאו נהרות אדוני, נעשו נהרות קולם, יישאו נהרות דוח ים. מקולות מים רבים, אדירים משברי ים. אדיר במרום, אדוני. עדותיך נאמנו מאוד, לביתך נאבה קודש, אדוני לאורך ימים.
مزمور زتنا هولد بك النفس زتنا سوس بسنبت كان يمسغانا مزمور اكزيابير نقسة كبرن ملبسة اكزيابير هايلن لبسة تاتكم عالمن اندهتنا وطاتن زوفاني كتن تجمرو يتزقات جنو انتم كزل عالمن عبيتو ونزوج كف كف عدربو ونزوج كالو تشاتشون كف كف عدربو ከብዙ ውሆች ድምጽ ከባህርም ታላቅ ሞገድ ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር በከፍታው ድንቅ ነው። ምስክር እጅግ የታመነ ነው። አቤቱ እስከ ረጅም ዘመን ድረስ ለቤትህ ቅድስና ይገባል።
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
So here we're going to go through the Royal Amharic, verse by verse, and this Liko Batalwa, small but very, very important psalm right here. Normally the Friday evening psalm and also today's daily psalm according to the royal order. But first, just to hear the Royal Amharic, the native speaker, Abraham Chebuda, again before we go through verse by verse. King of Kings.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memeleth, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menash. You know? But I want the next verse with Amharic. But I want the next verse with Amharic.
መዝሙር 92 በቅንፍ 93 በሰንበት ቀን የምስጋና መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር ነገሰ ክብርንም ለበሰ
እግዚአብሔር ኃይልን ለበሰ ታጠቀም ዓለምን እንዳትናወጣጠና ዙፋንህ ከጥንት ጀምሮ የተዘጋጀ ነው አንተም ከዘላለም ነህ አቤቱ ወንዞች ከፍ ከፍ አደረጉ ወንዞች ቃሎቻቸውን ከፍ ከፍ አደረጉ ከብዙ ውሆች ድምጽ ከባህርም ታላቅ ሞገድ ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር በከፍታው ድንቅ ነው ምስክርህ እጅግ የታመነ ነው አቤቱ እስከ ረጅም ዘመን ድረስ ለቤትህ ቅድስና ይገባል
ሰላምታ ጤና ይስጥልኝ Greetings, Wendemoche, Hitoch, Natoch. Today's daily song. Daily song. Daily song. Salamta, Einaisterling. Salamta, Einaisterling. Greetings, Wendemoche, Hitoch, Natoch. Today's daily song. Mizmore, Dawit. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the Zetanasost, the 93rd psalm. On the day of the Sabbath, the day before the Sabbath day, today's daily psalm themed, the majesty of Egziaviher, the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab, the generous Father, today's daily psalm. Also theme, Egziaviher Negusno, Egziaviher Negus, Negus, King, that the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab is King, God the King, psalm, Egziaviher Negusno, yeah, Egziaviher Gurma, Gurma, the majesty. Superscription for today's psalm, we have the LXX. The LXX actually really brings it out in connection here with the Haile Selassie version, the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, which we know as the Book of the Seven Seals, according to Revelation 5 and 5. So we have the superscription in the Koine in the Greek for today's daily psalm that reads, Eis tein hermeron toa pro sabato hote kato kistei hege einos odes to Dawid, Dawid. And here, the superscription from the LXX says, for the day before the Sabbath. And today's daily psalm, the 93rd psalm, is a psalm that's appointed for the evening. The evening worship is the standing psalm for the evening, for the day before the Sabbath, for the Friday evening psalm. Besenbet Ken. Ye Miskana of Miskana, Ye Miskana Mezmor. A psalm of praise, of Isis, of Miskana, Miskana, of thanksgiving. So today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order, the evening psalm, the 93rd psalm, Zetna Sost, Besenvet Ken, Ye Miskana Mezmor. Ekazi Avi Her Negese, Kovrinima Lebese, Ekazi Avi Her Hailina Lebese, Tat Ekem. Alamin and Data Nawet Atinat. Egziavi Her, sustainer of the good, the generous Ab, Father. He is clothed with majesty. Egziavi Her Negese. Kubrinima Lebese. Egziavi Her, sustainer of the good, the generous Ab, the generous Father. Hailina Lebese. Is clothed with strength. Hailina Lebese. Tatekem. Wherewith he have girded himself, and he has girded himself. Tatekem, tatekem, have girded himself. The world also is established that it cannot be moved. Ekziavihir negese, negese, has become king. Ekziavi, the sustainer, has become king. Kubrinim lebese. He is clothed with majesty. Kubrinim lebese. Ekziavi here, hailina lebese. He's clothed with strength. Ekziavi is clothed with strength. Ekziavi here, hailina lebese. Tatekem. Wherewith he hath girded himself. Olemin in datanawet atsenat. The world also is established that it cannot be moved. Zufanih katinta jamro ayetazegajenna antem kazalalemen. Thy throne, the I throne, Zufanih, is established of old. Katinta jamro yetazegajenna. Thou, the I, Antem, and the I are from everlasting, from eternity. Antem, kazalalemne, abetu, wenzoch kef kefa de regu, wenzochak alochachewin kef kefa de regu. The floods have lifted up, abetu, our father, his father, O father of the house, abetu, wenzoch kef kefa de regu. The floods have lifted up, Abiyatu. When Zoch Kalochachuin Kafkafa Daregu. The floods have lifted up their voice. When Zoch Kalochachuin Kafkafa Daregu. The floods lift up. The floods lift up their waves. The flood lift up their waves. Kabuzu hocha dimta kabahirima talaka mogadilik ekziavi her bekaftau dinkno ekziavi her sustainer, the good, the generous Ab Father on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Kabuzu hocha dimta kabahirima talaka mogadilik ekziavi her bekaftau dinkno. Misukari jiga ye tamenen abetu. Iska regim zemin dres le betik disna y gabal. Thy testimonies, misukari, misukari ijig ye tamenen are very ijig ye tamenen. Yetamenen, very sure, very trustworthy. Miskarihijiga yetamenen. Abetu, O my father, his father, O father of the house, Abetu. Iskarejim zemindres lebetih kedisna yigabal. Holiness, kedisna, idleness becometh thine house. Abetu, for Ivan, Ivan, iskarejim zemin adres lebetih kedisna
Cause I soon by must go down, and justice wear the crown. Justice will be ready now.
Justice, now it is.
Bakadamawi. 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 Bakadamawi.
Bakadamawi. Bakadamawi. Inflatia.
To whom praises is due forever.
مزمور زتنا هلت بك النف زتنا سوس بسم بسك أن يمسقنا مزمور اكزيابير نقسة كبر نملبسة اكزيابير هايل نلبسة هات اكام عالمن انداتنا وطاتنا زوفانك انت جمروي تزقات جنو انتم كزل عالمنا عبيتو ونزوش كف كف عدر رقو ونزوش كالو تشاتشون كف كف عدر رقو كبزو هوش دمس كبهرم تالاك مغدي لك اكزيابير بكفتاو دنكنو مسكر هجيجي تامننو عبيتو سكر الجم زمن درس لبيتو يكدس النايك قبال
my advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on hand, elaborate on hand, elaborate on hand, elaborate on hand, elaborate on hand.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and 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 another tongue and another tongue to this place, speak to this place, speak to this place. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Mizmor Tzad Gimal. Adonai Malach Geut Lavesh. לבש אדוני עוז התעזר, אף תיקון תבל בל תמות. נכון כסאך מאז, מעולם אתה. נשאו נהרות אדוני, נשאו נהרות קולם, יישאו נהרות דוח ים. מקולות מים רבים, אדירים משברי ים, אדיר במרום אדוני. עדותיך נאמנו מאוד, לבטך נאבה קודש, אדוני לאורך ימים.
Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias, Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias, Tzedek, to the order of Melchizedek. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Gimel, Mizmor Tzadai Gamel, Psalm 93. Psalm XCIII. Hear, hear, hear. Today's daily psalm. Mizmor Tzadai Gimel Tzadai Kamel. Hear a midrash, a study on today's daily psalm. Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed. He has girded himself with strength. Yahuwah Malaka Geuta Lavesh Lavesh Yahuwah Olzahita Zara Zara. Hear, hear, hear. Today's daily psalm, the Aleph verse, the first verse here. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says, even in Yirmiyahu, in Jeremiah, in Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 6 to 7, where it reads, Thou, the I, thou art great, and thy name is great in strength. Who would not fear thee? Who would not reverence or respect thee, I, O King of the nations?
Of the nations.
Of the nations.
Of the nations.
Gadol ata v'gadol shimcha bia gevura. Mi lo yirayeka melech ha-goyim. Thou, the I, art great. Gadol ata. And thy name is great in might, in strength, in strength. With gadol shimcha, be a gaburah. Who would not fear reverence? Who would not respect the I? Me, lo, yirayeka, O King of the nations. Melech ha-goyim. Hakadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, asked Yirmiyahu, ask Ermias, ask Jeremiah. Quote, Thou callest me King of the nations. Thou, the I, callest I, King of the nations, Melech HaGoyim. But am I not King of Yisrael? Am I not King of Israel? Yirmiyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah replied, Because thou, the I, saidest to me, saidest I have appointed thee a prophet to the nations. Even in Yirmiyahu and Ermias and Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5. Navi la goyi nitatika. I have appointed thee, I, a prophet to the nations. Navi la goyi nitatika. Therefore, I call thee Melech HaGoyim. I call thee King of the nations also. For it befitteth thee, I. Even here in Yirmiyahu, Ermias chapter 10, verse 7, where it reads, for it befitteth thee. For it befitteth thee, I. Ki leka yata. For it befitteth thee, I. This kingship befits thee, the I. Ki leka yata. Rav Hanina taught, there is one to whom clothes are becoming, but whose clothes are not comely. And there is another whose clothes are comely, but to whom clothes are not becoming. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Holy One, blessed be He, He becomes His clothes, and His clothes become Him. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty.
Majesty.
Majesty. Yahuwah Malak. Geut Lavesh. Jehovah reigneth. Hath become King. Yahuwah Malak.
Malak.
Carne.
Malak.
Jehovah reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. Geut Lavesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, is clothed with seven garments. With one, He was clothed in the fighting at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, the Etra Bahir, at the Sea of Reeds. Jehovah reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. Yahuwah Malak, Geut Lavesh. Names that which clothed Him in the fighting at the Yam Suf, at the Etra Bahir, at the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds. As is also said, even in Shemot, in Exodus, Exodus chapter 15, verse 1, where it reads, I will sing to the Lord, for He triumphed with majesty. I will sing to the Lord, for He triumphed with majesty. Ashirah la Yahuwah kia gao da'ah. I will sing to Jehovah, Ashirah la Yahuwah, for He is highly exalted, Ki Gao Ga'ah, for He triumphed with majesty, Ki Gao Ga'ah, Ashirah la Yahuwah, Ki Gao Ga'ah. And with another, He was clothed at Sinai, at Sinai, for, as in today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Sarai Gimel, Sarai Gamel, Psalm 93, here at the Beit, the second verse, which reads, the Lord is clothed. He hath girded Himself with strength. Lavesh Yahuwah Oza, Hita Azar, Jehovah is clothed. Lavesh Yahuwah, He hath girded Himself with strength. Oz, Hita Azar. Now here a Midrash note. Although the Midrash says Psalm 93, verse 2, we find this in the Aleph verse, in the first verse, but the Midrash note says, I follow the substitution suggested by Yaakov Refman in the Beit Talmud, right? IV 4148. Now the edited text, the ET quotes not Psalm 93 and 2, rather it quotes Psalm 29:11 that reads, the Lord gives strength to His people. So here we have the quote from the ET, from the edited text, that does not quote Psalm 93:2, rather quoting Psalm 29:11, where it reads, the Lord gives strength to His people. Yahuwah oz le amo yiten, Jehovah will give strength to His people. Yahuwah oz le amo yiten. This here names the strength, the oz, the strength that He gave Amo, that He gave His people at Sinai, the strength that He gave His people at Sinai, and with another in the war with Babylon. For it is said even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 59 and 17, it reads, He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing. He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing. Vayilpasha bigdeya nakoma tia leboshet, and He put on garments of vengeance for clothing. Wayilbasha bigdeya nakama tilboshet. And also in Yeremiyahu, in Ermias, Jeremiah 51:11, it reads, "For it is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance of his temple. For it is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance of his temple." Kia nikamata Yahuahi, nikamata hekalo, for it is the vengeance of he who be who he be. Kia nikamata Yahuahi, for she is the vengeance of he who be who he be. Kia nikamata Yahuahi, nikamata hekalo, the vengeance of hekalo, of his temple. And with another in the war with Medea. For it is said even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 59:17, where it reads, "He put on righteousness as a coat of mail." He put on righteousness as a coat of mail. Vayilbasha tzedaka kashiryan, and he put on righteousness. Vayilbasha tzedaka as a coat of mail. Kashiryan. Wayilbash Sadaka Kashiryan. Ha'el, the true God, Ha'el is represented as a warrior whose coat of mail, helmet, and other equipment consists of righteousness, salvation, vengeance, and zeal, attributes for the chastisement of Harasha, the Rishaim, of the wicked, the ratchet, and deliverance of the goodly, of the godly. The Hasmoneans, during the time of Maccabees, the Hasmoneans also were clad in cloaks of zeal. And with another and other in the war with Edom, in the war with Edom, as it is said, even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 63:1, where it reads, "Who is this that cometh from Edom with crimson garments from Bozrah? This glorious one, this one glorious in his apparel. Who is this that cometh from Edom with crimson garments from Bozrah? This one glorious in his apparel." Mi ze ba medom chemutza be gadim mi batra ze hador bi levusho. Mi ze Pa medom chemutza bit gadim mi batra ze hador bia levusho. Who is this? Mi ze. Who is this? Mi ze. Who is this that cometh ba from Edom? Medom. Mi ze ba medom with crimson garments from Bozra. Chemutza bit gadim mi batra. This that is glorious, ze hador, in his apparel, bia levusho, bi lebusho, mi ze ba medom, chemutza bikadima mi batra, ze hador, bia levusho. And with the seventh garment, in the days of HaMashiach, the days of the Messiah, as it is said even in Daniel, in Daniel 7:9, where it reads, "His garment was as white snow." His garment was as white snow. Livusheha kiyatelaga chivar. His garment, his raiment was as white snow. Livusheha kiyatelaga chivar. Libusheha ki telaga chivar, or Livusheha ki telaga chivar. His raiment was as white snow, 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 white snow.
Yes, 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 yes. Another interesting point, you know, Kadamawa Halasalase. They say best dressed man three times in the world. It's interesting they focus on that. That last verse right there. Interesting last verse right there. The one from Isaiah 63:1. has a lot to do with the coronation. The coronation, coronation garments. You can see that connection there, the red and the gold, the power right there. But interesting how today's daily psalm in the Midrash brings out, you know, the clothing. You know, in the phi cycle, the physical sense, but looking at, we could say, the metaphysical, the spiritual, the application, putting on Christ, put on the Moshiach, as the word says. Now, there was a little portion right here that we noticed as we went through the hard copy that we must have left out right here, and it was on pick up on this. And there was another right after the Media, where it says, and with another in the war with Media. For it is said, and that was quote was Isaiah 59:17, he put on righteousness as a coat of mail. After that, there was this portion here where it says, and also Mordecai went forth from the presence of the king in royal apparel in Esther and Hester. In Esther chapter 8, verse 9, right? We have chapter 8, verse 9. Now, sometimes the English numbering and the Hebrew is not, yeah, actually it would be Esther chapter 8, verse 15. But it's interesting in chapter 8, verse 9, what it reads, it says, then were the king's scribes called at that time in the third month, the third moon, that is the month Sivan, on the 23rd, day thereof, and it was written according to all that Mordecai commanded to the Yehudim, to the Judahites, and to the lieutenants and the deputies and rulers of the provinces, get this, which are that are from India to Ethiopia to Kush, Hindus Kush, and 127 provinces, to every province according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language, and to the Yehudim, to the Jews, the Judahites, even we, the black Jews that were over there, even in Persia, according to their writing and according to their language. But the quote right here, where it speaks about right here, this other, speaking of Mordecai, chapter 8, verse 9, Mordecai went forth from the presence of the king in royal apparel. That is found at Esther chapter 8, verse 15, where it says, and Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in royal apparel of blue and white, and with a great crown of gold, and with a garment of fine linen and purple. And the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad. Right here, just to touch on a little of the Hebrew, got one more portion to share right here. It says, ooh, Mordecai. Mordecai has a lot to do with the name Marduk. You know, when we was in foreign, we adopt these names, or we have two names, you know, one for the Gentiles and one for our people. So Mordecai, that would link with, you know, their Marduk, like Esther, Hester, my Astir, you know, with Ishtar. But here we have Ur Mordecai, Yad'ah, Mia Lifnei Yahameleka, Bia Lebush, Malkut, Tikaleta wa hur wa itreta zahab gedola we takarika boots we argaman we haira shushana sahala we sameha. Sameha, and then it links right here with the other in the war with the Gracchi, the Greeks, Gracchi, right? For it is said, and this is the Isaiah 59:17, he was clad with zeal. He was clothed with zeal as a cloak, like in the Brit Hadasha, where it says to put on Moshiach, right? And also in the Brit Hadasha, until Christ, the Messiah, be formed, where? In us. That's where he will come again, in us. The Hasmoneans also were clad in cloaks of zeal, wearing zeal and righteousness as clothing.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. an exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Yea, the world is established that it cannot, that it be moved, that it cannot, that it cannot. Yea, the world is established that it cannot be moved. Af tikon tevela baltimot. Yea, the world, his world, is established that it cannot be moved. Here, 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 today's daily song. Mizmor tzadai gimel, tzadai gamel. Here, verse 1. Yea, the world is established that it cannot be moved. Af tikon tevel baltimot, baltimot, baltimot. Rav Ivo told a mashal, a parable, a mashal of a king, of a melech, of a negus, even negus neges, to whom at the very beginning of his reign, a certain legion sang a song of praise of Isis. So Hamelech, the king, gave the legion an honor that was never to be taken away from it. Just so, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he, began to reign over his world, the waters were the first to sing a song of praise of Isis to him. As is said, even in today's daily psalm, Psalm 93, verse 4, above the voice of many waters, above the voice of many waters, Mikolot Mayim Rabim, above the voices, above the voices of many waters, Mikolot Mayim Rabim. Thereupon HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the waters, as ye live, as y'all live, I shall bestow an honor upon you, as is said, even in Psalm 104, Hebraically verse 5, O Lord, thou didst establish the earth upon its foundations of water, an honor that shall not be removed forever. Yasad eret ala mekoneha balatimot olama vaed, who didst establish the earth upon its foundations. Yasad eret ala mekoneha, who didst establish the earth upon her foundations. Yasad eretz al mikoneha, baltimot olam wa'ad, that it should not be moved forever and ever. Baltimot olam wa'ed. Hence here, yea, the world is established, it cannot be removed. Af tikon tevel balatimot, thy throne is established of old. Here, here, here. Mizmor tzadai gimel, tzadai gamel. Psalm 93, here, the bait verse, verse 2. Nakon kiseka me'az me'olam ata. Nakon kiseka me'az me'olam ata. This, his throne, is one of the six things that existed in his thought before the creation of the world, namely the throne of glory. Melech HaMoshiach, the King Messiah, HaTorah, the Torah, Yisrael, Israel, the Mikdash, the Kodesh, the sanctuary, and Teshuvah, and repentance. This, his throne, is one of the six things that existed in his thought before the creation of the world, namely the throne of glory, the King Messiah, the Torah, Israel, the sanctuary, and repentance. Of the throne of glory, it is written, thy throne is established of old. Thy throne is established of old. Nakon kiseka me'az me'olam ata 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 ata. Of Melech HaMashiach, of the King Messiah, Negus, Messi,
It is written even in Psalm 72 and 17, Hebraically, his name shall be continued before the sun. His name shall be continued before the sun. Lifnei Shemesh Yanin Shemo, or Lifnei Shemesh Yinon Shemo. His name shall be continued before, in front of, in the face of the sun. Lifnei Shemesh Yinon Shemo. And here the Kativ, Lifnei Shemesh Yanin Shemo. Of HaTorah, of the Torah, it is written, even in the Mishlei Shlomo, in the Proverbs 8 and 22, it is written, the Lord made me as the beginning of his way, before his walks, his works of old. Yahweh anani reshita darko, edema mif alayo meaz, Jehovah made me as the beginning of his way. Yahuwah kanani reishit darko, the first of his walks, the first of his works of old. Edom mif alayo me'az. Of Yisrael, it is said even in Psalm 74, Hebraically, the second verse, 74 and 2, remember thy congregation, which of old thou, the I, didst make thine own. Remember thy, the I, congregation, aggregation, that of old, thou, the I, didst make thine own. Zekorah edateka, kanita edem, remember thy congregation. Zekorah edateka, that thou, that the I, has gotten of old. Kanita edem, kanita edem. And here, Midrash note, reference to the Midrash Tehillim, study of the Psalms, Psalm 74 and 1, here in the notes, remember thy congregation, that thou, the I, didst make thine own. Psalm 74, verse 2, Zekor edateka, anita edem. What does the phrase of old, what does the phrase edem, what does the phrase edem of old prove? That before the world was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, had made the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of the Israelites, His own. As is said, even in Psalm 90, verses 1 to 2, Lord, Thou, the I, hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever Thou, the I, hadst formed the earth and the world. Hear, Mizmor Adai, Tefillah Lemoshe, Ish HaElohim, a prayer, Tefillah Lemoshe of Moses, Ish HaElohim, the man of the true good, the true God, Ish HaElohim, Adonai Ma'on Ata Hayita Lanu, Bedora Vadora, Bitrema Harima Yuladu, Vata Cholela Retza Vitavella, Lord Adonai Ma'on. On Ata, thou hast been I and I dwelling place. Adonai, Ma'on Ata, Hayita Lanu, Bidor Wador, in all generations, Bidor Wador, Bitarem, Harima Yuladu, before the mountains were brought forth, before the mountains were birthed. Bitarem, Harima Yuladu, Wata Cholela Reta Witavella. Or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world. Wata cholela eretza witerel. Or ever the eye hadst formed the earth and the inhabitable portions of the world. Of the sanctuary, it is said even in Yeremiah, in Ermias, Jeremiah 17 and 12, a glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our, of I and I, sanctuary. Kise kavoda maroma meya rishona mikoma mikadeshenu. Thou, throne of glory, kise kavod, on high marom, from the beginning, me rishon. Kise kavod marom me rishon. thou the eye, thou place of our sanctuary, mikoma mikadashenu. Of repentance, it is said, even in Psalm 90, Hebraically, the second and the third verse, Psalm 90, it is said, before the mountains were brought forth, thou, the eye, turnest man to contrition, and sayest, return, ye children of men. Bitaram harima yuladu, tashuv, tashuva enosha adadaka, vatomera, shuvu vne adam. Before the mountains were brought forth, bitaram harima yuladu, thou turnest man to contrition, tashuva enosh adadaka, and sayest vatomera, return, shuvu, ye your children of Adam, shuvu bne adam. Bitaram harima yuladu, tasheba enosh adadaka, watomer shubu bne adam. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice. Nasu neharot Yahuwah, nasu neharot kolam. Rav Shimona ben Yochai taught, when the Philistines captured Ha'aron, captured the Tabot, when the Philistines captured the Ark, they lifted themselves up in pride, saying, we have captured not only Ha'aron, but also Ha'elohim, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, in Ha'aron, in the Ark. Of this it is written, the floods have lifted up, O Jehovah, the floods, being the Philistines, Nasu Neharot Yahuwah, Nasu Neharot, the floods, being the Philistines, of whom it is said, even in 1 Kings 5:1, from the flood, the land of the Philistines, from the flood, the land of the Philistines. Here, 1 Kings 5:1. Here in the King James Version, this is found in 1 Kings 4:21. More of the fuller verse. Ushlomo haya moshela bi kola hamam lakota mina hanahar eret pelishtim. Here, 1 Kings 4:21. And Solomon reigned over all kingdoms from the river, the floods, the river to the land of the Philistines. To the land of the Philistines. Ushlomo haya moshel bikola hamam lekota min hanahar eretza pelishtim. And here, Midrash note, the PE, the printed edition, and Padua, the ET, the edited text, it cites Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 8:7, which some say is not quite opposite. And here, Yeshayahu, Esaias 8:7, according to Midrash note, where it reads, now therefore behold, the Lord Adonai bringeth up on them the waters of the river, mighty and many, even the king of Assyria and all his glory. And he shall come up over all his channels and go over all his banks. V'lachen hine Adonai ma'ile eleihem etamei hanahar ha'etzumim v'hararim etamelek ashur v'etakol kavodo v'Allah al kol efikayo v'halak al kol gedotayo. And the floods lift up, but I shall be the tearing of them. Hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Gamel, hear, the third verse, Psalm 93, verse 3, and the floods lift up, but I shall be the tearing of them. Yesu Neharota Dakyam, or as translated elsewhere, the floods lift up their roaring. Yesu neharota dachyam. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, said, when the Philistine floods lift up, I shall tear them with cruel punishments. Of the phrase, I shall be the tearing of them. Bakyam, I shall be the tearing of them. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani, he said that the upper intestine of the Philistines was torn to pieces. But Rav Shimon Ben Lakish said that the lower intestine of the Philistines was torn to pieces. And here the Midrash note says that this refers to the mice. The Midrash note here brings this out by saying that this here refers to the mice, wherewith the Philistines were smitten. Here, see, refer to 1 Samuel 5 and 6, and also to Psalm 78, Midrash note 11. And here in Psalm 78, in the Midrash Tehillim, in the study of the Psalms, the 11th Midrash note, here zooming in to the tearing, the Dakyam, here it says, Rav Yehuda, Judah said the name of Rabbi, Rebbe. The story of the frogs is one of a number of instances when Ha'el, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, gave mastery to the frail over the tough. The other instances are these, such as the mice of the Philistines, of whom it is said, even in 1 Samuel 5 and 6, the hand of the Lord smote them with mice. The hand of the Lord smote them with mice. Vatikavada yad Yahweh laha ashadodima vayashimema vayakotama ba'ifolima eta ashtoda ve'eta gevuleha. But the hand of Jehovah was heavy upon them of Ashdod, and he destroyed them and smote them with emerods, even Ashdod and the borders thereof. Even if a Philistine squatted to ease himself in a copper vessel or bench, a mouse would spring up. The vessel would split open of itself, and the mouse would leap up and pull out the Philistine's bowels. Therefore, here the reference to the mice wherewith the Philistines were smitten, 1 Samuel 5 and 6, see the footnote reference. And also Psalm 78 and the Midrash, the 11th note on Psalm 78. Hence, here, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Gimel, Tzadai Gamel, Psalm 93, where it reads, the floods have lifted up, O Lord, O Jehovah, the floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up, but I shall be the tearing of them. Nasu Neharot, Yahuwah, Nasu Neharot HaKolam. Yisu neharot dakyam. Another comment on the floods have lifted up, O Lord. Nasu neharot Yahuwah. Rav Berakaya said in the name of Ben Azai and Ben Zoma, the waters lifted themselves up and came near the throne of glory, as is written even in Bereshit in Genesis 1 and 2, where it says, the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters. V'ruach Elohim me'rachefet al p'nei hamayi, and the Spirit of Elohim, v'ruach Elohim, hovered over the face of the waters. Me'rachefet al p'nei hamayi. And also in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 32, 11, where it reads, as an eagle that stirreth up her nest hovereth over her young. K'nesha ya'ira k'ino, ala gozalo ayirachef. As an eagle that stirreth up her nest. K'nesha ya'ira k'ino, hovereth over her young. Al gozalo ye rachef. Here, Midrash note, the second verse from Devarim, Deuteronomy, is cited as an indication of how very close Ha'el Elohim, the true God, was to the face of the waters. Ha-mayim. When the word went forth from the mouth of the Almighty, from the mouth of Ha'el El Shaddai, from the mouth of the Almighty. Even in Bereshit, in Genesis 1 and 9, where it reads, let the waters be gathered together, Yikavu mayi, let the waters be gathered together. Yikavu mayi. The mountains and hills rose up from the uttermost parts of the earth, of the earthly plane, and were scattered over the whole earth, so that there were many valleys in the earth's surface, and the waters rolled down and were gathered into the valleys, as is said even in Bereshit, Genesis 1 and 9, the gathering together of the waters called he seas. Here in the Sefer of Bereshit, here in Genesis, it's actually the 10th verse, and God called the dry land earth and the gathering together of the waters, he sees. And God saw that it was good. Vayikra Elohim la yabasha eret u'alea mikreya hamayim akara yamim vayare Elohim kitov. Forthwith, the waters lifted themselves up and rose to cover the earth, the earthly plain, as in the Bereshit, in the beginning. But then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but then the Holy One, blessed be He, rebuked them and subdued them beneath the sole of His feet and measured out the extent with His span so that they should neither enlarge nor diminish. As a man makes a hedge for his vineyard, so He made the sand into a hedge for the sea. Thus, like this, when the waters rise and see the sand before them, they turn back. As is said even in Jeremiah, in Ermias, Jeremiah 5:22, fear y'all not me, saith the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence? Who have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass it? Ha'oti lo terau? Num Yahuwah, im mipanai lo tachilu asher samti chol agvul alayam haka olama velo yaavarenhu vayayita daeshu velo yukalu vehamu galayu velo yaavarunhu. Fear you not me, fear you not I. Haoti lo terau. Will y'all not tremble at my presence, saith Jehovah. Haoti lo terau num Yahuwah, ima mipanai lo tachilu. Who have placed the sand for the bound of the sea? Asher samti chol agvul alayam, an everlasting ordinance, hak'olam, that it cannot pass, with lo ya'avarenhu, and though the waves thereof toss themselves, wayita ga'ishu, yet can they not prevail, with lo yukalu, though they roar, with hamua ga'layo, yet can they not pass over it, with lo ya'abarunhu. Indeed, ere the waters were gathered, the deeps were created. And what are these deeps? They are the ones under the earth, under the earthly plane. For the earth is stretched out above the deeps. Like a ship that floats in the heart of the sea, so the earth, the earthly plane, is stretched out above the waters. As is said even in Psalm 136, Hebraically verse 6, to him that stretched out the earth above the waters. Liroka ha'aretz al-hamayim, to him that spread forth the earth above the waters. Liroka ha'aretz, to him that spread forth the earth. Liroka ha'aretz, above all the waters. Hamayim, al hamayim. Liroka ha'aretz, Al Hamayim. But those other waters, whither, where did they go? Rav Berakaya taught in the name of Rav Yudana ben Lewi, who taught in the name of Rav Yehuda ha-Lewi bar Rav Shalom. Consider two bowls. When one is full and the other is empty, the full one can be poured into the empty one, but if both bowls are full, what can one do with them? On the other hand, bags that are filled with air can take up all the space of the banqueting room, but when the air is pressed out of them, they can be put away in one corner. Just so, when the whole earth was filled with water upon waters, with waters upon waters, what did HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, do? Here, Midrash note right here concerning, just so when the whole earth was filled with water upon waters, that is, when the elements that make up the earth were still in a liquid state. Anin lechozir, just so when the whole earth was filled with waters upon waters, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He trod down upon them, so that the air came out of them, as is said even in Job 12 and 15. Behold, He holdeth the waters together, and they dry up. Hena ya'itzora b'mayim ve'yevashu. Behold, He withholdeth the waters, and they dry up. Hena ya'itzora b'mayim ve'yevashu. And also, Elohim, God, trotteth up on the waves of the sea. And here also in Eob, in Job 9 and 8, Elohim, trotteth up on the waves of the sea. Vidorek, Allah bamote yam, and treadeth, vidorek, up on all the waves, bamote, of the sea, yam, vidorek, Allah bamote yam. And also, He gathereth the waters of the sea together as in a bag. Here, Psalm 33, verse 7, that reads, He gathereth the waves, the waters. He gathereth the waters of the sea, together as in a bag. Kones, kaneda, me hayam. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap, or He gathereth the waters of the sea together as in a bag. Kones,